The whole universe is ticking in sync, like some kind of giant clock.
Exactly. I believe that kind of order points to a creator, God. Nothing that precise is random.
Makes you wonder, if there's a clock, maybe there's a clockmaker.
And if there's a design to all this, maybe there's a reason behind your existence too.
Every moment is a chance to point to something greater. Start the conversation. You might just lead someone to discovering God's purpose for their life. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Government postpones repatriation of ECO remains. Kamfensa lawmaker calls for restraint on issuing divisive statements on death of ECO, and at least 7 dead in South Africa following powerful winter storm. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Okasavo. Government has announced that the remains of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu will not be repatriated to the country today, Wednesday, 11th June 2025, as earlier stated. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa says this is because constructive consultations between government, the family and other stakeholders are still ongoing to ensure a smooth repatriation. In this regard, the public will be advised when the body of the late former president will arrive from South Africa, said Mr. Kangwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kangwa has since advised members of the public that full details of the state funeral program will be released as soon as the consultations are concluded. Kamfensa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has urged Zambians to desist from issuing divisive statements on the death and funeral arrangements of former President Edgar Lungu, not until negotiations between the Lungu family and government are concluded on the repatriation of the body. Mr. Kangombe says currently the body of the former head of state is in the hands of the family and will only be repatriated to Zambia once repatriation modes have been concluded with government. He said this when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today. The former first family have already chartered a plane to repatriate the body, but government has since moved in to overtake proceedings, so Zambians should wait for the negotiations on who will repatriate the body, said Mr. Kangombe. He said that it is unfair for Zambians to criticize the Lungu family on the modes of repatriation, adding that the family is following instructions wished by the former head of state who sponsored his medical trip to South Africa before his death.
The family still has a role to play. Others are presidents, others are ordinary citizens. In this case, we have a challenge. The family has got their view on how President Edgar Chagwa Lungu should be buried. The state also has got its own views. For instance, the family has said, we will repatriate the body. We have capacity to transport the body from South Africa into Zambia. That is wish number one of the family. So I'm asking myself, as a young person in leadership, do we continue arguing over that issue, or we find some agreement? Is it a complicated issue for the family to transport the body?
Meanwhile, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has urged citizens to remain united and avoid political divisions during the funeral of the late former President Edgar Lungu. ZAFOD Director Justin Bakali called on Zambians to put aside partisan differences and mourn the former head of state with peace and dignity. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Bakali emphasized the importance of national unity, especially during this period of mourning. Citizens have one Zambians that must be protected by all, said Mr. Bakali. Mr. Bakali also highlighted the late President Lungu's contribution to the disability movement, noting his appointment of a representative from the disability community to the Human Rights Commission.
As a disability movement, actually, we just want to appeal to all Zambians to mourn the late presidency in a honorable way. and let his death not divide the country. I know we have the Zambia after this loss that we have incurred as a country. We need really to see how we can come together. Let the funeral unite us. Let us not point fingers at each other. We say this one and this one. We have Zambia that we need to protect, all of us.
The National Health Institute Management Authority, NIMA, in collaboration with Ecobank, has today launched the NIMA Ecobank SmartPay platform aimed at improving accessibility to NIMA services and enhance transparency and traceability of funds. Speaking during the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding between NIMA and Ecobank Zambia in Lusaka today, NIMA Director General Michael Njapao said the payment platform serves as a reliable, convenient and secure gateway for contributions and payments into the National Health Insurance Fund. Mr. Njapao highlighted that the platform will also promote timely contributions and reduce defaults, which ensures the sustainability of the National Health Insurance Scheme. The platform is not just a technological advancement, but a reaffirmation of the shared commitment to serve Zambians efficiently, said Mr. Njapao. Meanwhile, Mr. Njapao said NIMA has, since inception, registered over 5.3 million principal members, with over 29,000 employers registered. He further said that the authority is also working with service mobile providers to enable those without smartphones through USSD to have access to NIMA and contribute respectively.
This new payment platform we are engaged with Ecobank that we are launching today, developed in partnership with Ecobank, saves as a reliable, convenient and secure gateway for contributions and payments into the National Health Insurance Fund. It simplifies the payment process for our members, more so employers, to submit returns and pay contributions conveniently.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
A good afternoon to our listeners, number one radio station, updating you on the business side as usual. Quickly into currency, 1.34 is the pound, 1.14 is the euro, South African rand 17.71, Indian rupee 85.52, Chinese 17.18, and Australian dollar, which is always strong than the US dollar, 0.65. Our kwacha, we have good news. We do have the IMF, of course, staff level agreement, which has, I believe, come through with a possibility of getting $194 million before this weekend or probably next week. So the markets have rattled. The kwacha appreciates again. Now, this is away from the commodity side we saw last week. We have T-bills up coming up tomorrow. It's just an interesting part where the kwacha appreciates. When I was talking to you, the banks have dropped it up as low as 25.2 sell, buying at 25.56. And of course, I've seen FNB 25.11 and buying at 24.80. And of course, the international market commodity where it's concerned is corn, which is maize, $442 a ton, 537, that is wheat, 1061, soybeans. The cocoa international market, more expensive than the dollar, actually, vis-a-vis, I would say, on almost similar, cocoa trading at $90.34 a ton, copper $97.08 a ton, 15320 nickel. The stock market, I've seen, the stock exchange drops 0.4%, and Dow Jones on 42.387 per ton, and we have 88.73, that is I would say FTSE 100. Now those are interesting. We're driving, it's jet fuel on $6,526 a barrel, 67.34. Brent crude is going up, and for you gold lovers is $3,335 an ounce. So all in all, kwacha appreciates. We're gonna see this kwacha 24, I believe, so as soon as the funds get in on the IMF agreement. Enjoy your lunches, bye bye.
In African news, at least 7 people have died in South Africa's Eastern Cape province due to flooding caused by severe weather conditions, with fears the death toll may rise. A powerful winter storm has swept across the country since the weekend, bringing bitter cold, snow and flooding to several provinces. The Eastern Cape has been the hardest hit, with the South African Weather Service warning of a high risk of flooding, resulting in closed roads and hazardous travel conditions. Disaster management teams and emergency services have been deployed to the most